The image of the invisible God. Colossians 1:15. Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist. Who is sufficient to explain these things? As we wade into deep theological waters, we must do so with great care and holy reverence. Christ is the image of the invisible God. Christ is the only way that sinful man can see God. Is there a better explanation than this? Man is sinful, and God is holy. And Christ's flesh did veil the holiness of God. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. So then Christ, being the image of the invisible God, allowed us to see how God would tabernacle with sinful men and walk through this world. Does this give us a clue as to who the author of Hebrews is? In Hebrews chapter 1, the Bible says, God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory, and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. You will notice that both of these passages speak of the image of God's person, who being the express image of his person. Express image. Image of the original, the same. God the Son, the express image. So then an image is made to be seen. Think about that for a moment. So because sinful man cannot see God, then they must see the one who bears his perfect image. As Adam was created in the image of God, born into this world bearing God's image, Christ is the express image of the Father. Which brings us to the second point. Christ is the only way that we can truly comprehend the Father. Images are meant to be looked at, to be studied, and to be gleaned from. So is Christ the only way that you and I can understand who God truly is, how we can relate to God, how we ought to study Christ, how we ought to study how he came, how he was born of a virgin, how he lived a perfect sinless life. Man's mind is finite. God's is infinite. So then Christ came and made himself a man to condescend to men of low estate, to show us the Father, to show that he bore the image of God, and that if you see him, you see the Father, as he told Philip. No, Christ was not the Father, but the express image of the Father. When you study Christ, you will get to know God. Study the express image of God, the Son, and you will better understand God the Father and man's relationship with him. But great caution is warranted. We must understand that this verse speaks of Christ making himself a man. It speaks of his incarnation and that great mystery of godliness, which we cannot speak of in this devotion, but we'll save for another. But focus on Christ, who came, being the way, the truth, and the life, that no man cometh unto the Father but by him. It is needful that you and I take some time away from seeing our own image and look at the express image of the invisible God. Christ will help us to better understand who God is and our relationship as a man to him if we study the image that was provided. Realize that no graven image was made because the express image of the invisible God came, and only that image is worthy of our adoration, our worship, and our love.